Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Monday, March 6, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with a likely refresh of the iMac. The long-awaited update to the current and still popular iMac lineup is apparently on the way, with the usually reliable leakers like Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reporting that a new version of the legendary all-in-one has entered engineering validation testing, which involves a limited production run. This makes it possible that Apple would announce any refreshed model in the second half of this year. Given that the iMac is expected to wait until it can launch with the forthcoming M3 chips, previous rumors, including from Gurman himself, had predicted either very late 2023 or early 2024. If accurate, this new report could see new iMacs entering mass production as early as June, when the M3 is expected to be announced. In addition to the next iMac, Gurman also believes that the company is likely to launch a larger 15-inch MacBook Air alongside an updated 13-inch MacBook Air, and possibly even the long-awaited Apple Silicon-powered Mac Pro. He now says that all four of these products will launch between late spring and the end of summer. Speaking of rumors and Gurman, we told you on Friday that a poster on Chinese social media had claimed that Apple would release a new color of the iPhone 14 lineup to boost mid-cycle sales, likely during this week. Gurman now corroborates the Weibo post by confirming the yellow color choice and says it will be made public imminently. Apple Insider has rated all of these reports as likely. In related rumor news, a recent report that the dynamic island feature, currently found only on the iPhone 14 Pro lineup, will be added to every model of the forthcoming iPhone 15 family. A newer leak of what purports to be the glass front to be used on the iPhone 15 appears to confirm that rumor, as well as revealing that the next iPhone may have curved bezels. The report comes from a recent but often accurate leaker, Shrimp Apple Pro. An Apple Insider rates this report as possible. In quite unexpected news, Microsoft revealed today that it will make its Outlook email app free for Mac users in the App Store, and will be adding new features to it to bring the program in line with other new-look Outlook versions. Previously, if Mac or Windows users wanted the app version of Outlook for their desktop or notebook computers, they could either use the free web version, subscribe to Microsoft 365, or pay for a standalone version of Office. The new Mac version is Apple Silicon native for the first time and supports the handoff feature to work interoperably with the iOS version. It also features a widget for calendar entries and will eventually support focus mode, but is dropping support for POP3-based email accounts in favor of exclusively supporting IMAP email accounts. It requires macOS 11 Big Sur or newer and is available from the Mac App Store now. Finally for today, Apple has released a small update to Apple TV's tvOS, bringing the current version up to 16.3.3. The purpose of the new update is to fix a problem affecting the current third-generation Apple TV 4K hardware box. According to Apple's release notes, it fixes an issue where the Siri remote can become unresponsive on the most recently released version of the box. If you're unsure which model you have, take a look at the Siri remote that came with it. If it uses USB-C to charge, it's the third-gen version. If it uses a lightning port to charge, it's the unaffected second-generation 4K model. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Monday, March 6th, 2023.